Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi Sharks, my name is Todd Totterson, and my product is The Horse Files. I'm here seeking $300,000 in exchange for 15% of my company. The horse industry is a billion-dollar industry, and horse shoes cost $79 million a year to the owners. So change out the horseshoes and file it down with The Horse Files. With my product, you can make 50% margins and 79% numbers, blah, blah, blah. So, invest in me, or you're all a bunch of whores. Thank you. I skipped lunch today, and for that reason, I know. I tell you what, I'll make you an offer. I'll give you the $300,000, but I want 51% and 4% royalty on every product sold for the rest of the time. Thank you. Wow, could I just have a moment to call my business partner and talk through this extremely life-changing decision? If you leave the tank, the deal might not be here when you get back. I'm gonna have to politely decline your offer. You're dead to me. Thank you, Sharks. Yeah, I never really wanted to make a deal. I just wanted to be on national TV. So, mission accomplished.
Oh, I love Shark. I used to love Shark Tank. I haven't watched it in a long time. Used to love it. I feel it was very exciting. Now it's a little overdone. You know, you got these guys coming in here. They always got to be so lame. Why are the pitches, they always end with like a rhyme? They're like, this is our cordless vacuum that connects to Wi-Fi and also can climb up on your counter and do the dishes. It's called the crocodile because it can do land and sea. So let's talk for a while and maybe you can make a deal with crocodile. Here we have some samples. We have some samples. It's like it's a vacuum. I don't want samples unless I can eat or drink it. You ever seen that that viral clip where the guy's like, they're trying to sell a security lock or something? It's like, look how easy it is to break into a normal door. And they have an actual door and the guy kicks it and it doesn't budge. And he kicks it and he kicks it. And it looks like he like blows out his knee. He backs up and he's kicking it repeatedly. They're like, look how easy it is for this. Come on. Danny, we practice this at home. Kick the door down. Trust me, Sharks. It's really easy. Just humiliating themselves. National TV. It's always, the editing is great. It's just, it never gets old. Well, it does get old, actually. Mr. Wonderful. I mean, he's not even a billionaire. Well, I don't want to, these ever, what's a shark? It's a billionaire. Shout out, what's his name? Draymond, the shark. He's the FUBU guy. He follows me. That's pretty cool. I personally never wore FUBU myself. Damon, thank you. I knew that. I never personally wore FUBU, but I'm a proud supporter of it. Great brand. I don't know if that's still selling, but I was more of an Aeropostale and Nike kid. That was me. What's up, my people? Just got back from Greenville. Had some shows. I know some of y'all there. I think I told y'all my correct opinions, people. My recties, dude. Ew. I told y'all to give me a sheesh, and I had a show. I got up there, and the guy just goes, sheesh. And it was very distracting. So I actually, I don't know if, I still want you to do it, but it'll distract me. But thanks for coming on back. Episode 87, I think. Wow. We're getting up there. Hope you're all having a good week. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
Woo! Yes! Just had a great week at a show. Go get your tickets, y'all. We're going all over the country this year. TreyKennedy.com/tour. Also, give this podcast a great review or share it or subscribe to the YouTube channel, Trey Kennedy Studios. Thank you. Love you. Kiss you. Hug you. If now that the world's opened up, we should do maybe we up the ante this year. We say, you know what? We've missed human interaction so bad. I'm going to have to call the CDC and see if they'll allow little kisses and meet and greet. And maybe he's like, $99, you get a front row seat, photo with Trey, and a hug and a kiss. I don't know. We'll see what Katie thinks about that. But just on the cheek. Okay, don't do that, actually. But we're good to go! Yes! CDC, 3 weeks ago, was like, you can now talk to someone outside. It was like, I thought that's what the whole point was, going outside. And then they're 2 weeks later, like, yeah, we're done. Just, we're good. It's a great feeling. Did shows where it felt like real life. There was, you know, no masks. People felt comfortable. It's starting to feel nice. Greenville, South Carolina was a great weekend of shows. Had a great time. A lot of white people at the shows, but that's to be expected. I was still working on a new bit because, you know, my mother's name is Karen, which is just hilarious in and of itself. So I'm working on a new Karen's bit, and I'll ask the audience, you know, any Karens in the house. And there's always one named Karen. There's no Karens at my shows. We're all good people. There probably is one. There was a girl, I made fun of CBD in my set, and there was a late show. There's always at least a couple way too drunk people at the late shows. Do less, God bless. And a drunk girl was crying by the bar because CBD means a lot to her family, and I made fun of it. So if you're a CBD enthusiast and can't take a joke, maybe just stick to the podcast. It's going to be fine. But other than that, the vibes were very up. We had a great time. Katie made it to a show. She came. I should talk to her. It was funny. Hold on. I think she's home. I'm just going to call and ask her. I just don't want it to be misjudged. Katie came to the show and she wanted to sit front row. I told her she couldn't. And I don't want to, I can already see y'all are judging me. Hey.
Hello.
Oh, what?
Hello.
Are you taking a nap? It's 3 p.m.
No.
You want to come down to the studio real quick?
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, she's going to bring some great energy to the episode. Come on. She came to the show. She went, because we were in South Carolina. She has family in that area. So she came down to see some family, see some grandparents. She dressed like an Amish girl to see her grandparents. That's what you do when you see your grandparents. Do you think I go in to my grandparents and do my little skits? They're like, boy, you better chop some wood. Stop doing that. Her grandparents still don't think I have a job, but it's all good. We had a good... Katie.
Yes?
Come on in. I was just wondering, I'm doing correct opinions. You came to the show. I wouldn't let you sit front row. I feel like people are going to judge me, so that was fine with you.
I mean, it was fine now that I realized people were watching me watch you.
Oh, see, okay. Well, you were upset at first.
Well, yeah.
I didn't tell you this. The lady working at the club said, your wife's here. Where do you want her to sit? I said, back. And then even the woman at the club was like, immediately on, you women team up. She's like, are you sure? And I go, yeah. Let's ask my wifey. And then you're like, up front. I was like, no.
I'm going to sit up front at every show I come to.
And then you sat in the middle because compromise. That's marriage.
But I'm going to sit in the front next time.
No, you're not. Because you're staring at me with your beady eyes and you don't laugh. You don't give it your...
I laughed the whole time.
You're so quiet. I mean, people just heard you answer the phone. I'm loud.
Well,
you just smile. You don't laugh. I need some...
I'm in the middle of a work day, so I was shocked to hear you call me. I knew you were recording a podcast. But I think that I'm your number one fan, so I don't understand why your number one fan shouldn't sit right...
Oh, since the CDC said we're good to go if you're vaccinated for meet and greets this year, can I give my fans a hug and a kiss?
No.
Oh, I knew she'd say that. Sorry, guys.
She ruined it.
Okay, I'll let you get back to your real job.
Okay, have fun.
See? Okay. Look at that. We worked it out. It's all good. Dude, my jaw hurts. Derek, you ever had a jaw issue? I had it last... This is weird. I need y'all to help me out with this. I felt like I woke this morning and my jaw was sore. I felt like I had a dream that I dislocated my jaw. Did I have a jaw injury in my sleep? Am I 80 years old? I'm sick of this. I'm like, you know you're old when you're at the point when I just travel a lot and we're sleeping in different beds and it's like, oh, my neck hurts. It's probably from all the different mattresses. Like, that's when you know you're literally 70. Oh, another mattress. I know that's going to bite. That's going to make the neck bite. Oh, I have a jaw issue. Maybe I grinded my teeth. I don't know. Thoughts and prayers. We had a good time, man. Come see the shows. It's a great show. Very proud of it. I think everyone had a good time. At least they say so. You know, Katie says I did a good job. I don't know. She could be lying. Had a nice... Yeah, just literally got back, hopped in the studio with Derek. We're making pods. I watched a new show I downloaded on Netflix. And Sons of Sam. Detailed breakdown of serial killer and a satanic cult. Yeah, I love that. Oh, nothing I like to watch more on a Monday flight at 11 a.m. than give me the deets on a cult that sacrificed... is German Shepherds. It's not for the faint of heart, dog moms, but it Sons of Sam, a cult in the New York area, and I don't, you know, I'm not trying to be this guy, but it was very, you know, a lot of Jewish names, and it's kind of like, you know, are you ever like not racist at all, but you feel racist? Because, you know, I can't say foreign people's names. I feel like I'm an old man. I try my best, but you just can't get them right. Berkowitz, Maronovitz, Kurtzowitz. I can't keep it track. The murderer's name is Berkowitz. Victim's name, Mokovitz. I'm struggling to keep... It's like we were talking... I was talking with Jake. Dr. Seuss would have a field day with it. But he, you know... All right, Dr. Seuss, is he alive? No. He's gone for a while, right? It's probably for the best. Who knows what he'd write if Dr. Seuss was still around. One fish, two fish. Red fish is better than blue fish. 1991. Yeah. Before it all started. Man, I wonder if he write. Did he write till he died? I wonder if he'd... Can you imagine if he was around like last summer? What do you think little poems he would have whipped up for Black Lives Matter? What? Yeah, shouldn't do this bit, probably. Dr. Seuss. More like Dr. Suss. I'm just kidding. I don't... I was not a big Dr. Seuss reader. Walk It in My Pocket is an all-timer. I don't know if that's problematic or not, but... I don't know. UFOs. UFOs are real. They came out and said, we've been debating a long time. Like, hey, y'all better Area 51. What's going on? Government. We know you're hiding the UFOs. And some guy in charge came out and said, yeah, there's UFOs. But I'm like, nah, I don't believe you. We put these little things in our pocket that shoot like 8K video and your UFO footage looks like my mom trying to film a Christmas morning in 1994. This doesn't add up. It's UFO. And what? If there is aliens out there, and like they want to, they're like, okay, hey, we found some life form. It's this thing called Earth. These kind of, it's like these people, they walk around on 2 feet. They're interesting looking people. It doesn't feel like any other country gets watched. They only watch America. It's interesting. Literally everyone wants to immigrate to America, even the aliens. Is that what they're trying to tell us? Or are there UFOs being found anywhere else? It's not what I'm hearing. I think, if you're an alien, if you're an alien at this point, do you think, what do you think aliens think of Earth? What are you thinking, Derek?
Well, in the movie Signs, which is historically accurate.
Yes, Signs.
The scene where the alien popped out?
Yep.
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
But they visited South America.
Oh, it was South America. Yeah. Maybe, okay. I need to check my story. I wonder if they're like, they show this footage of like a UFO in the distance and it kind of disappears in the ocean and they can't find it. So you think aliens like came down to Earth, like, we're here, we've made it. And they just saw like, I don't know. They saw like gender reveals, bombs, and then fires were caused. And they saw like letters in the sky of like, Brecklin is born. And they're just like, yeah, we're just going to sail this into the sea. We don't even want to see this anymore. That's my best guess. It just doesn't seem like, but I don't know. Could be a good time to come to Earth. Vibes are up. Everything's open backed up. Come on, aliens. We want to see it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, let's do a dramatic reading. It's my favorite segment. We haven't done it in a bit. I got just the all-time email. Y'all email me, correctopinions@trachina.com, or DM me on correctopinions Instagram. Brittany wrote in, sent me a text she received from a guy dumping her after a blind first date. In the screenshot of the text, it's a very long text, we're going to dive in. She has not even saved the poor guy's number. So I don't know how much Brittany was really involved with the guy. So we're going to dive right in. Please enjoy another dramatic reading. So, Brittany, this is going to sound horrible. And I apologize in advance. You are a wonderful person. Energetic, personable, beautiful, and intellectual. I'm unfortunately in the awkward position of having to write this text. I really like you, and I would have liked to have gone out with you more. However, I just can't do it. I met a young woman nearly 3 years ago who I was madly in love with, although I didn't admit it to anyone. But you're doing it to Brittany? What else did he tell you on this first date, Brittany? After 2 years, I asked her out with her mother's blessing, and I began courting her. Oh, hey dude, it's not 1608. Oh, she's a beautiful young woman. I shall call her family and request to court her in exchange for a dowry and a fattened calf. I shall give her my protection and love. Court her shall begin on the second blue moon of the month. I began courting her. It was very serious. I was on the verge of buying a ring when her mother unexpectedly forbid her from ever seeing me again. She lived with her mother. That's what he said. Oh, we didn't see that coming. You know that girl I had to ask her mom if I could date her as a grown man? She also lived with her. You know that girl who I had, she gave permission and then took away permission? She lived with her. Okay, back to the text. Since that day, I have been completely heartbroken. I had never thought of anyone else the way I thought of her. Since then, no first date ever went to a second date. Keep in mind, this is a text after a blind first date. Nobody lived up to the bar she set for me. Oh, a bar so high, I courted her. Who could set a bar higher than a woman who still lives with her mom? The bar was so high. About a month ago, I finally went a week straight without thinking of her. I've been timing it. Most I'd made it was 6 days. Then I'd call my mom and I'd think of her mom and it made me think of her. I went a week straight without thinking of her, and then she texted me out of nowhere about a week and a half ago. Thursday last week, I met her for a no-pressure dinner, thinking we were just catching up. Did you, you little scallywag? Her mom came with us. No, I don't know. And that's exactly what happened. But Sunday night, I came out and... I came out and asked her if she thought it could still work between us, and that earlier flood of emotions flowed through both of us again. She said she was devastated when we were broken up and couldn't stop thinking about it for the same amount of time I did. The most she ever got was 6 days! I just can't let her go again. I'm sorry it probably seemed like I ignored you for a bit. Please understand it wasn't you. It wasn't me. It was this girl's mommy. I had to take the time to sort out everything in my head. You are a lovely young woman. I won't hurt you by stringing you along. Please accept my apologies. I do wish you the best. Brittany, I know we had the heck of a time when we went to Outback Steakhouse together. Because our distant friend set us up, but... God, I know you've been dying to go on a second date with me, who's clearly a normal person, but... And to be fair, I haven't had a chance to ask your mom yet if she's okay with us, so I'm gonna go back to the other one. Woo! Dramatic reading. Brittany, thanks for sending it in. We would love, if you're listening, we would love a follow-up on more details of what this young man's date was like. Wow. That's such a good vibe, man. You know, those are small town church going people. That's the vibe. We got to break up after a first date. Sometimes that happens, man. You on one date. I did this once. I'll let y'all in on a story. I went on a first date once. Had a good time, this and that, but I was kind of like, probably not going to spend the rest of the life with this girl. So that's fine. And she hits me up. She's like, hey, I took off work today. You know, I haven't done it in a while, so I took off work. Let's just hang out all day. And I was like, oh. And so I was like, okay, I obviously can't let this fizzle out. She's like, hey, you had a great time with you. You know, blah, blah. You do all those things, right? You go, hey, listen, good quality. But I don't think I see this happening. Translation. Yeah, I liked you enough to ask you out, but don't really want to hang around you again. And it's always tough whenever you break up with someone, and vice versa. I've been dumped, dude. You're like, what? Why? Hey, if you got dumped, they don't want to hang out with you anymore. That's really it. Because they'd prefer to not hang out with you. Why? Because they don't want to be around you. Why? Because they think parts of your personality are annoying enough to not be around. That's it. Whenever I feel bad for any girls that ever dump me, I'll be like, but I don't understand. Tell me why. I'm like, dude, that's what happens when someone asks you, like, but I just don't understand. Could you just be honest? I just want you to be brutally honest with me. It's like, okay. You're annoying me. do less. So I had to, you know, I said, hey, just kind of, yeah, you're great, but it's like when you, or the classic, but you know, someone who, oh yeah, that person, honestly, that person, they're way too big for themselves and I hate being around them, but you know, good guy. Or if, have you ever described someone as super nice guy? That's code for no personality. This girl goes, I'm like, hey, yeah, I just don't feel it, blah, blah, blah. She goes, can we rep copy and kind of talk through this? I'm like, what are you my, have I dated you for a year? What, and what did I do? I'm a little scaredy boy coward, and so I agreed. Should have never done that. I had a 3-hour coffee. Well, I'm trying to break up with a girl I've known for 36 hours. I was like, what is going on? I've been there, though. I've been on the other side of that. You tell a girl, I know, trust me, I'm confident in this. I've never felt this way before. And she's like, well, I have about my Amazon Prime guy. You know, that's, I see him every now and then. We don't really talk. That's how I'd like this to be. But that doesn't make any sense because I like you. That's life stuff. What did he say earlier in that text, dude? Oh, I can't get over that. Living with the parent, this hours. I met a woman nearly 3 years ago who I'm madly in love with, although I didn't admit it to anyone. Not even her. This guy's got serious Sons of Sam vibes. That's too far. But I think this girl dodged a bullet. She gets it. But best of luck to this young man. Sounds like he's maybe found the one. As long as he can get the mom's blessing. Speaking of Shark Tank and ridiculous products, this is a... came across this old video. This man, he's got to hear this product. It's called the Bear Scratch. And yeah, I mean, when you hear that music, you know it's going to be good. If you itch like a son of a twitch.
Hi, I'm inventor Richard Heaney.
Already. Why was that? Is there studies that show that's what sells products in the 90s? R.I.P. Who is the famous one that died? Billy? Billy Mays here! I mean, he could just... I don't know. Is there really an art to selling? Or is it just... they just kind of got lucky with the infomercial thing where, like, we didn't have phone, we didn't have TikTok yet. Infomercials were the first TikTok. Just never ending. They just come up randomly. You're like, what's... oh, this is a sponge that's the size of a quarter but can soak up a pool. This is interesting. I'll watch it. I'm not going to buy it. I don't know what psychopath buys it. Someone does. And this guy, it's made even more interesting because this white guy is screaming at me. You gotta stay in your t-shirt. Watch what... what did he sell? Billy Mays here.
ShamWow?
No, ShamWow was the weird, kind of creepy guy. He reminded me of...
The cleaner stuff.
The googly eyes from Mr. Deeds. Billy Mays here, and you can clean off any wine stains, booger stains. Hey, if you poop your pants, Billy Mays, do a little dance. Get it now. Buy four easy payments of $14.99. Can you imagine going into debt to buy a ShamWow? Can you imagine being like, I need this so bad. I'm going to break up $80 over 6 months' time. My gosh. Do less. Can you imagine?
If you itch like a son of a twitch, then you need my latest invention, the patent-pending Bear Scratch. Check it out. You never walk out in the woods and see a bear break off a branch to scratch his back? No, he uses the entire tree.
That makes total sense. What is he trying to sell here? You never see a bear walk around taking a selfie? No! He throws his own turds. Introducing... the turd mitt! Catch your buddy's turd.
Order it at bearscratch.com. The secret is in this natural textured wood and all these...
He's just glued a fake wooden trunk to the corner of his living room.
Tiny knots. It gives you a deep, deep, penetrating scratch. And he's... oh, man, this thing feels good. This thing's strong. Oh. Ah, God.
Oh, my gosh. Easy, buddy.
Now that's a bear scratch! That is a bear scratch!
Ah! Oh my gosh. This guy is... Someone has a gun held to him. How's he doing this? You're going to sell these. They're laundering money for...
Telling you, man! That's what I'm talking about!
A drug
about.
To get him to act
One
like this.
One move for a 36-inch groove! Keep on
back. Is anyone's back? I can think of maybe one time a year where I'm like, oh man, my back really itches right there. I can't really reach it. He acts like every day people are like, will somebody scratch my back? For the love of God, I wish I was a bear so I could. He just acts like humans are walking around. You just like go to the park and there's like 16 humans at any point just rubbing up against a Douglas fir.
For a full scratching. Bear scratch is so easy. You just stick, screw, sway, and scratch.
You just stick, screw. I can barely mount a TV. You just stick, then you gotta drill a hole, and you gotta screw it in.
Go ahead, ask someone to scratch your back. It's always the wrong spot. Not with bear scratch.
Dude, I can't believe he's even bringing that up. Dude, ever since I got married, fellas. Have you ever gotten your back scratched by a woman? You just lay there. She just scratches it. Is there anything better? I mean, you think I'd be like, "My honey, this is nice, but I wish I had a big tough fur so I could grind on our cedar in the back, front and back." What? It's always in the wrong place. What's the solution to that? It wouldn't be simply asking your wife a little to the right. It'd be screwing a whole fake cedar to your living room.
Rawr! You get the exact scratch where you want it. You can pay $7 for a lightweight back scratcher. I mean, come on, man. Look at this. These
Spam caller. Hello? How do they know? Why are they hanging up on... Why are they hanging up? Why are you going to call me and then I'm going to call you back? Leave a voicemail. You don't call me.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Oh, that makes me want a bear scratch yell. Ah! The spam call... I can't ever get them to answer me. What are they doing? Do they just like find my location? UFOs? Is it tied to that? Maybe that UFOs we're seeing in America is those setups in India just on another level.
What's the longest you've kept a spam caller on?
I can't get past. Hello, this is Trey, and then they hang up.
I got 3 minutes like the other day.
Really? Did you do old man voice?
Yeah.
I guess I need to work on mine. He could tell I was a strapping young intelligent boy.
Bow, bend, and break. Not bear scratch. It's 2.5 inches of thick material. You can own your own bear scratch for only $19.99. Imagine paying $7 for that wimpy one or $19 for the heavy duty one. I'll take the heavy duty one any day of the week.
He's banging on. I mean, yeah, but you have to hang this up in your living room. Looks like we're in a rainforest cafe.
It's so easy because it's got a thick, hard gel coat.
What is it made of? And it's, do not open the inside of it, because we're smuggling in tons of drugs in it. From
just check out these super strong steel bear trap brackets. Can't find your back scratcher, huh? Well, there it is right there. That's bear scratch. Yeah.
There it is. Have your friends over. Have them for dinner. Open a bottle of wine. What's that hideous fake piece of wood on your corner? Bear scratch. Always know where it is.
Where is it? There it is. Where is it? It's right there. It's right here. Oh, yeah. Bear scratch. You can't lose it. Bear scratch is fun for the whole family. It makes a great gift. Let's make this the...
Your whole family can front and back grind on the same piece of material. Bonding.
Best deal in the whole world. Okay. Bear size my order. How about that? Bear size my order. You get 2 bear scratches for $29.99. That's a real good deal. Now, you can get yours at bearscratch.com. That's 1 bear scratch for $19.99, which is a great deal. Or you get 2 bear scratches.
I love how much he's telling us. This is a good deal. Trust me.
They're both a great deal.
And of course, his name is Richard Heen. His name is Dick Heen. Imagine buying a bear scratch to mail to your wall from Dick Heen. That's his name.
Honey! I don't need you anymore! I can do it myself!
Oh, smuggling drugs. Dickini, thanks. We were in Greenville. Katie said she'd been in Greenville before because she went and she had to go there one time to get a pageant dress. Oh, I'd love to make fun of her for that. Pageant girl. She did like one or two pageants because her friend talked her into it. Hey, I make fun of everything. I make fun of everyone. So no one get offended. I can't do the pageants. I'm an equal guy. Or guys doing bodybuilding competitions. Like, none of those make sense to me. It's shocking any of those are still running. Our whole thing on, you know, it's like, hey, let's be equal. Let's all be equal, but let's do this competition where we judge women based on how they look in a bikini. But I thought we're trying to not do that. The pageants, half the Bachelor contestants are pageant girls. That should tell you something. I mean, if there's a ranking for like, well, here, ooh, this will be fun. We'll do a ranking for female and male attention. Okay. So the top five, let's say this is a female who wants attention and what she will do to get it. Number five, five being out of the five, the least attention to the most attention, right? Number five, news reporter. This is someone who clearly wants to be in the spotlight, but they're still a little low-key about it, but they love attention, and they're like, let me tell you about the news and the weather, but get it wrong. And the weather's like the main job. You can just be wrong half the time, and everyone's down for it. That's a whole nother topic. Number four would be Orange Theory instructor. Number three, pageant girl. Okay, you're warming up. Number two, girl on The Bachelor. And number one, boss girl, MLM girl. Yep. That's the... I bet half the people who do those used to do pageants. And the other half are stay-at-home moms who are like, I got a few hours. Dudes. Dudes list. Five to one. Five would be guys who are really into young professional intramural leagues. They're really, okay, no one's cares. Four, guys who post about their tough mutters. You know, again, if I can just tase you and throw you in the mud if that's what really gets you going. But that wouldn't get you as much attention. Oh, he's tough. He can do long runs and put himself through torture. Mm-hmm. Take me to pasta. Number three, real estate bros. Number two, Gary V's guys. You just gotta want it. You just gotta grind. What are you doing? Watching House of Cards all night? You gotta work 18 hours. And number one, the guy who has more abs than personality and asks for your Snapchat instead of your number. Whoa! That's a guy. So there you got it. I can't do the pageants thing. I don't know. Maybe think of that. We all want attention, don't we? And then the guy who does the podcast and talks to himself for every week for 45 minutes. Yeah, I got it. Wait, Derek, you said there's baby pageants?
Yes, in a town in Princeton, Missouri.
Real baby pageants. They judge how just straight up how cute. They'll just look the parents in the eye and be like, you got an ugly baby.
It's like serious.
Serious.
There's three judges. You take your baby to it.
I want to be a judge. Can I be? How do I be a judge in that? Because I look at babies and I go, ooh, they got unlucky. You know, right? Everyone... You ever been around an ugly baby? People act a little different. They do. You know, you're around a cute baby and everyone just goes, how cute. Oh my gosh, he's adorable. And it is. It is adorable. You ever been around an ugly baby? People just go, congrats. That's so great. Your baby is We're so happy for you. No one's going to say this little goblin's cute. It looks like it's going to bark at me. It'll grow out of it. Your parents look fine. But that's real. And I want to be a judge in a baby pageant. Man, I'd just be like, his brain come up. And now I'd be like the Simon Cowell, the tough one. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be the one. They bring it up. All right. Now, Trey, what do you think of this? They show a baby to me. I just go, gosh. Oh, what do you think of little, what do you think of our little sparrow? Oh, I think you need to return it to the nest. Oh, but a cute baby. Ooh, I'll give a cute baby all the love, though. Wow, that's a cute baby. Will our baby be cute? I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's going to be look like, it's going to have a massive head. Be just tall, skinny freak. It'll look like an alien. The UFO might suck it up. Like, that is one of ours. Like, no, it just has a big head and a tiny body. That's what we're heading towards. It'll grow out of it, though. It will. But I need to be a baby pageant judge. I'm telling y'all. But, man, get your Vibes Rep merch. We got some great videos coming, man. We got some great sketches coming. We shot like a video on home ownership. We just the wedding video, y'all. Just wait for it. Wedding videos be like, oh, for all y'all waiting to see me in a dress. It's coming. A guy, I was in full dress, and a guy drove by at the venue, and he had like he was smoking a cig, and he kind of looked at me, and I just went, "It's 2021, man." And he just nodded and drove off. I think he showed respect. And, you know, it's nice I can do that. I think my forefathers would be proud of me. So, pumped for all that. Appreciate y'all listening to this every week. Week after week, y'all are the real ones. Can't wait to see you on the road this year. Get your tickets. And y'all have a good week. Whoa! I set an alarm because I have to do something. What? That's just real. All right, that's a podcast. Peace.
You ready to invest in the horse files? If not, you're a horse. Okay, let me do it again.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.